U.S. yields have risen in the aftermath of Friday's strong U.S. employment report, and yet all of it has been lost on the U.S. dollar, which hasn't been able to muster any momentum despite the dollar bullish outcome. It feels like the buck is taking a page out of the book from U.S. equities, which have made a habit of ignoring any and all signals of the possibility the Fed might need to be less accommodative than what investors would like to see. Our only other explanation is that the market was relieved Friday's hourly earnings didn't come in any hotter and is now comfortable betting that Fed funds futures will swing back to pricing three full rate cuts or more after this week's U.S. CPI data comes out on Wednesday. Earlier today, we heard from more Japanese officials calling yen weakness excessive. German data was mixed, and the UK saw the release of the latest job survey, which showed permanent salaries rose at their weakest rate in over 3 years, while putting in the fifth consecutive monthly decline in demand. At the same time, we got to take in the Deloitte survey of UK CFOs, which showed UK business optimism improving for the third consecutive quarter and sentiment back above its long-term average. Looking ahead, we get US consumer inflation expectations and some central bank speak. That's all for now.